Maryland law would require tampons in men's restrooms at Orioles Park, Ravens Stadium. By Dylan Gwynn on March 24, 2026. Gentlemen visiting the men's room at Oriole Park at Camden Yards or M&T Bank Stadium, where the Ravens play, could encounter an unfamiliar device. A bill requiring the placement of tampons and tampon dispensers in men's restrooms inside public buildings is currently being debated in the Maryland legislature. The bill is sponsored by Howard County Delegate Terry Hill, D District 2A, Will 11 reports. The measure has received mixed reactions from Marylanders. "I see no reason for it," said Mark Esposito, Viable 11. Others think the new law could be convenient for them. "Sometimes people get embarrassed to ask and tell their partner, 'Hey, I don't have any tampons, I ran out.' And you have a loving boyfriend or husband, 'Wait, there's some in the men's bathroom. I'll go get them,'" said Anne Arundel County resident Marla Henderson. One person who has no mixed reaction is Baltimore County Delegate Kathy Shaliga, R District 7A. "There is some conversation about transgender women using men's bathrooms," Shaliga said. "So, I've dubbed this bill Tampons for Timmy because it explains what this bill does. This bill puts tampons in men's bathrooms across the state in Maryland, including the Ravens Stadium, Oriole Park, men's prisons. I just think it's very, very expensive, and most importantly, totally unnecessary." Shaliga recently debated the bill with Democrat Ken Kerr, who says the tampons need to be adequately sized. "A bill analysis indicates a reliable cost estimate is not feasible without more information," Will 11 reports. The bill is currently up for a final vote in the House.